When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You gone to two bags? In right out of the box.
I won't open that.
What took you to two bags?
No. Oh, what the fuck is going on, man?
This
is the sort of things you happen. Welcome to 1990s problems.
Are we recording?
We're recording right now. This is the kind of rookie bullshit you have to put up with. We're here. I'm Ross Drummond.
We're sponsored by M&M's. I'm Ellie Plum.
The peanuts. We've got Mr. Fiddle bags himself. Stephen Allen York's here.
Hi there.
Yeah, there
Captain
he is.
Fiddlebags.
Classic Fiddlebags.
I'd love that to be a new nickname.
Sir Lord Awkward Terrington.
Brilliant.
When you were a kid, did you ever want someone to give you a nickname and it never stuck? Like, were you like, oh, I wish I had a nickname? Did you have a nickname growing up?
Ace Rimmer.
I don't
know. Ace Rimmer.
I was called Wiggy at university.
Wiggy because
I'm a big hair.
I get it.
And even now, there are people...
Not your alopecia, that's...
No, it's like the opposite of alopecia.
Quite, yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like cousin it. There are people, I think, if you sort of come across them every now and again, you used to go to university with, I think some people just don't actually know what my real name is.
That's good, though.
Wiggy!
There's a guy at my school called Spud, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, there we are, Spud.
And I remember, there was another guy whose name is actually Daniel Goodwin. He's not listening. But, shout out to Goodwood. Everyone called him Governor. Oh, and I was like, why is he called Governor? And they went, he walks like a governor. That was it.
What kind of, like a prison governor?
I don't know. I never went further than that.
He walks like, or like a pub governor.
But his Facebook thing, his name, you know, like you can have a nickname on Facebook. It's like in parentheses at the end, in bracket. Oh. It's Gov. It's G-U-V, comma. No, what's the word?
See, it's all very well being.
Yeah. N-O-R, there we
You've
go.
You've got to be there. Called that, not to come in to put it on your own thing. I think it's,
commitment, isn't it?
It just looks a bit naff, doesn't it?
Mm.
This guy, what's his name? Clark Kent. He came up with this ridiculous nickname, right? Superman.
Why are you talking about Clark Kent?
He came up with some weird, like. So I'm suit and I wear pajamas, and that was his thing.
Arrogant man.
Arrogant man.
Arrogant man.
I can assume you're bringing up Clark Kent. For one reason and one reason only.
We're finally tackling Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
It's the big gun. Like,
or as they were called in the UK, just The New Adventures of Superman, except when they weren't.
People couldn't handle Lois and Clark. They're like, what is this I'm watching?
I love it that Lois was first, billed first, because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it was because of teletext?
I think it's probably, or like the Radio Times said, we're only going to submit, like, allowed so many, like, lines in the thing.
It was too long for the VHS player.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the code on that, for Lois and Clark? We talked about that before, didn't we? The code. Remember that thing on VHS is you had a code for a while.
Oh, we used to have a gun, and it was like you used to have like a fold out. No, it was like
you
this
had a gun.
Like laser gun.
Oh,
like,
West Country.
And it was. It was like a trial period in the West Coast. It never took off nationally. No, but it was like a barcode system. And if you wanted a set record on your VHS, there would be a barcode next to a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way down. All the days of the week.
Yes.
All the dates in a month, or add like a barcode.
This couldn't go wrong.
And then you had to go. It's like, so Monday. 19th, and you had to keep doing it, and then you had to program it into and like beam it to the VHS.
And you had to keep making that noise.
It took about an hour.
Pretty quick to type it on the text, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was just easy to just never go out, just stay in and watch it.
Take that, TiVo.
I mean, it was a time. Yeah, fuck you,
early TiVo.
Fuck you, TiVo. Where are you now?
Stone Age.
TiVo.
This is it. This is the end of the trilogy.
Yeah, we're doing the Saturday 1990s.
BBC
One, yeah, one, yeah.
It's a great pleasure to be back, by the way. Thanks,
well, thank
everyone.
You.
It's real nice great. To finish off the trip.
We hated doing this this TV show, but we needed you back.
It's very nice to be asked.
Yeah.
I bring M&Ms.
You brought M&Ms. I brought... We had a proper Saturday night. Domino's Pizza didn't exist in the 90s, did it?
No.
Domino.
What would we have had? Pizza Hut? Did they do delivery pizza in the 90s?
Probably not.
Didn't have mopeds.
China
then,
Cottage.
Did they?
That's what I'd have.
China Cottage.
Or in where I went to school, the local tandoori was called Wessex Tandoori, which was a bit like, what? Why? That has nothing.
Wessex, like Wessex. Essex with a W on the front.
No, Wessex is in, yeah, Wessex. You know where Wessex is, right?
No, I don't know.
Well, it's west of Essex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a portmanteau.
No, I mean, in reality, it's the kingdom of King Alfred. When the Norse
yeah.
invaded, they took over the northeast of the UK, so most of what you'd call Northern England, and the bit that remained English or Angles was Wessex, and the capital was Winchester. Oh, so, some facts for you there,
King Alfred, ye olde Superman, is he also known as?
Oh yeah.
I mean, he had a cape. He couldn't fly, but
couldn't fly that.
No, but he could pull swords out of stones.
He could. Yep. Which? And you're listening to 1990s Problems, the one-stop shop for everything 1990s, television, movies, trivia.
Wessex.
Counties in England.
Medieval heroes.
Medieval heroes.
Yeah, we
is
do all
a
of
bit
that.
Of a hero of yours, Stephen?
Oh,
I
love King. I've got all his pictures on my wall.
Got Arthur. All his sticker books.
Yeah, when he was picking out the swords from the stones. All in his mates round a round table.
When they recover it, cutting
out the round table.
What was he in the cartoon, the Disney cartoon?
Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, but what was he? What animal was he?
Oh, no, he was...
He wasn't
an
animal.
He was a kid, wasn't he? He got turned into a bird. Merlin turned him into a bird.
But Robin Hood was a fox, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Foxy.
Maid Marian was a vixen. That kind of makes
goddamn
sense,
right.
Doesn't it?
It does a bit.
Hey, up top.
Interestingly, for Lois and Clark, they went for humans.
They did, yeah.
Oh, wait. One, secretly, an alien. But that's fine. Oh.
Smallville.
It's
so Lois
fine.
And Clark...
Between 993 and 997?
Four seasons.
88 episodes, wasn't it?
Four season pizzas.
Yeah. And hotels.
Sure.
And that's it. They've and a band.
Yeah.
And a line from a Crowded House song.
Oh. Four seasons. It's over.
No,
it's not that one, is
she
it?
She can be all four seasons in one day. That's Crowded House, isn't it?
I don't know.
Listen, that turned into a Crowded House podcast. Four seasons, 88 episodes.
There it is, 88. Solid run.
Each episode, 45 minutes in length.
They could have rounded it up to 90, couldn't they?
Nah, did you watch the fourth season?
They did a lot of two-parters. Yeah, and I think it was a bit like, we've got an idea-ish.
Yeah.
What if we cut it in half? Yeah, that'll do.
I seem to remember it being on the Wayne by the end. A bit like we were chatting about Noel's House.
Not
party.
Bruce Wayne.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God, no.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was very, very good. Did you have that one stored up?
No. That's just what happens when you do an improvisational genius like myself.
You can't make that up.
It's very, very good.
Yes, and.
We're going to give you some kudos. Yeah. There we are. I've just thrown your way.
Right in my face.
Boy, flip.
It was. It just sort of went on the wane during the end. Didn't it?
What were your memories of the show? Well, when we said, we want to do this with you, Stephen, did you go, "Wahey, I love that show"?
Yeah. I did go a bit like that. I went up, and a wahey. See what I did then?
Whoa.
And I'm not even, that was made up on the spot.
That was faster than a speeding bullet, that was.
That's what me bring
good. Good.
Me bring
the series on there as well. Look, that was good. We're fucking killing it right
sort of
now.
Like built on each other's. I like that, it was very good. Well, I got excited.
Sure.
Because I watched it a lot. But I've also got negative things to say about it.
Oh, no.
Well, that's good, because sometimes you love a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all love Gilmore Girls, right?
Yeah, I like Gilmore Girls.
But sometimes you like it in that you go, oh, I could fix it, or I could make it, or I could do that.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what Lois and Clark was for me. It was the show that introduced me properly to the, you know, much like the X-Men animated series.
Yeah.
That's how I know X-Men. Oh, this is how I know Superman. And the idea of Clark Kent not being the dominant personality, as he is in this one, he's very much Clark Kent 80% of the time, Superman when he needs to be. Whereas the new Superman, like the Man of Steel one, he's only just getting into the idea of being more Clark Kent than
he's
he was
rubbish,
Superman.
Isn't he? The Man of Steel's not very good, is it?
Yeah, Henry Cavill. Didn't get on with him.
I liked it.
Fuck Henry.
Oh, you liked it, did you?
Did you?
Well,
You might be the only one.
Tonally are so different.
Me and Henry's mum.
Yeah.
They're so different tonally,
oh,
these two.
Oh, it could be any more different.
This is so old-fashioned. Like, it is so... The music is that kind of 90s Frasier-style piano.
And we'll get it up.
But anyway, let's start with the intro music, which is very up and wahey. It is...
It is great, though.
It is so up and wahey.
Are we going to listen to some?
Oh, yeah, we'll play it right now.
It has loads of the examples of what money they had to spend on special effects. They just bang it all in the intro. But anyway, here it is.
It's a great montage intro as well.
Yeah.
And it looks listens a little bit like this. Sounds a little bit like this. That bit's amazing. Really good CGI cape at the end.
That's
there.
Got me quite misty-eyed, actually, because that music is great.
It is good.
We're normally Superman quite cynical. Music. We try to take the mick out of stuff, but that...
It's good music.
That was like Saturday night started.
Yeah.
But that's a difficult gig, isn't it? To come up with a Superman theme. The last one was John Williams' as well.
Yeah.
That's like a brief no composer wants to get.
They couldn't afford that.
No.
John was like, you can fucking suck a chubby.
I'm not going to let you do that music.
No way.
You're not using my music.
No. And also...
It looked like it was done on. It sounds like it was done on a Casio keyboard. Like,
a really good one. Really good one.
High end, like a Yamaha. It sounds like a Roland one.
Or like it sounds Yamaha Roland.
Yeah.
Like Use Illusion, like Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There's a sidebar. All the strings on Use Illusion 1 and 2, like in November Rain,
really
aren't real strings. So Axl Rose spent years, literally years. Making it sound real.
I was not aware of that.
It's mental.
And how did you find that out?
I read Slash's autobiography.
I'm so impressed by that.
Well, I can read.
You can read, yeah.
Cheapskates.
I can read ghost-written ghost-written autobiographies. But yeah.
I was not aware of
so
that.
So Slash recorded, I think Guns N' Roses recorded all the parts for User Illusion in about 2 weeks. And then Axl Rose didn't deliver the album again for another 3 or 4 years.
Are you saying that it was kind of mainly... that he had to use an illusion.
He was under his own illusions of grandeur, I think.
To create strings.
You know what he's like.
I love that music.
I think
I love
it's great.
The intro.
I don't know why you're hating.
There's a bit of
negative energy.
As the seasons go on, the intro credits, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Show different snippets of what's going on. And one of them has Terry Hatcher in one of her infinite number of business suits.
So many power suits. Like
going down a slide and landing on a pillow.
She's a beautiful woman, Terry Hatcher.
And I couldn't... that reminds me of, like, why did they choose the bit where she just goes, ugh, on a pillow? But anyway, I really like the intro, and it really made me feel Saturday night.
Intro's great. Saturday night. My favourite is this... It's a television programme in the 90s, so the technology's not there.
No, it isn't.
It's not Alex Mack bad, but
it's
pretty
almost,
good.
Well, I've seen a scene where... there's one episode where Superman melts a robot man with his eyes... And he CGI's him into an Alex Mack puddle.
That did happen a lot.
Did you see him cook an egg? The one when he cooked an egg. He cooked a fried egg. He opened it. He broke open an egg on a plate. On a plate. Not even in a saucepan.
Sure, yeah.
On a plate. And he used his really cheap...
laser eyes.
Pre-CGI laser eyes to cook the egg.
The thing...
But then they sort of didn't really... They ran out of budget to do the laser eyes. And then when they showed him eating the egg... super fast, like one egg super fast.
Oh, got protein.
They just imagine having a VHS recording that program and then just pressing fast forward. That's the extent of Superman eating fast.
Very serious when I ask you this question. Was the laser at all similar to the VCR recorder you had through the time?
Yeah, yeah. It was top-notch stuff back in Bristol. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. You know, with the thing.
I think that's what it's called. It was called the Toshiba.
They just attached two of those to your Matt Dean Kane.
Dean Kane. Reality, you were setting Dean that Kane's egg for size. Wednesday, like, 2 o'clock.
It's like a very early version of Google Glass, just remote controls attached to the side of the space.
Yeah, you've got to test these things out.
Absolutely.
I must say, I was mildly impressed with the special effects. I thought they were going to be terrible, but this is like ABC. Proper, they put money into it, they really have. Dean Cain, not a known actor. I actually really like him in this show.
Warner Brothers, he's great.
He's done nothing since, but he was really, really charming, sweet,
good looking, handsome.
My previous problems with Superman is that he's just this clumsy baboon that just kind of goes, I don't know, and then falls over. And then he becomes Superman and he's essentially a man with a lot of problems.
Yeah.
In this one, he actually felt more like a guy. Like a normal-ish human being. He liked Lethal Weapon.
Anyway,
the special effects.
Yep.
There was one where, believe it or not, there's a rat that has so many chemicals were part of the storylines. But one...
Yes!
In so many chemicals, because Lex Luthor... Anyway.
Lex Luthor, you know...
There was some chemical that was inside a toy rat. When you spray the rat, I promise you this is true, you become a child... So suddenly everyone who's in the Daily Planet, like, reporter's pen is acting like a child. And to display this childishness, you have Superman eating a massive tower of M&Ms, like, but inhaling them. But as a kid, I'm like, oh my God, he's doing it. He's living the dream.
I saw one
what a weird plot.
It's so funny. I didn't realize.
There's one where there's a laughing gas. There's one with a laughing gas. There's another one where Lois... takes this love drug and turns into the princess from Aladdin.
Up at Dean Cain's house.
Yeah, turns into his house and is all like sultry and la la la. And Dean Cain is saying the most amazing stuff like, I really don't want to take advantage of you, but this isn't how I've dreamt of this.
But this isn't the right time.
This isn't the right way. And then eventually the scene ends, the show ends with him going, I can't take it anymore. Essentially, I must have you. And she goes, what are you on? Obviously, the drug's worn off. What do you want? I must be insane. You must be insane.
She wakes up the next day and she's like, oh.
This show put her in the most amazing costumes. Every day of the week they went, let's get her a chicken costume. Genuinely did it.
Yeah. Because before this, obviously, she was in Seinfeld. The famous scene.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry goes out with her.
Yeah.
And they're obsessed with her boobs, her breasts.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, are they real? Are her breasts real? And Elaine falls on her in the sauna. And she gets furious because she finds out that Jerry planted Elaine to accidentally touch her boobs to find out if they're real or not.
So that was her first gig.
That was a big thing. That's when people became aware of her. Because there's that famous scene which Larry David fed her. Or she improvised it and Larry David fed it. He was like, she went, they're real. And he said, yes, they're real. And they're fabulous. And then she walks out and it's like, whoa, it's funny. And she's also at the end of Seinfeld as well, the final episode, because she appears again.
Right.
They're trying to show different ways of saying that they are these people good people or bad.
Yeah.
And loads of everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Somebody trying to molest me in a sauna to find out if my boobs are real.
So
she's great though. And this,
she carries a lot of the bloody episodes, I must say.
She's brilliant. And it was also from a serious standpoint, probably one of the first times like a woman in a superhero film was like
like a damsel in distress.
She got saved
sassy.
A lot, but she
she's sassy.
She's sassy.
Drove the story.
Yep. Well, that's the thing.
She did all the reporting. She was much better, obviously, than Clark at reporting. Yep. And though he gets better, she was at times more of a lead character than he was.
Top of the bill, Lois and Clark.
Yeah, there you go. Well, no, if she had to ask the BBC, they don't give a fuck.
See, I'm a bit of a comics superhero geek.
Let's have
it. Go on.
Let's have it.
Even when I was whatever age I was when it was on, me and my sister, Eurydice coming out, I was like, wow, that's because we've not had a Superman thing since, what was it, the Superman 4 in 1987, isn't it? And that was, we all know our actor now, that was rubbish.
Yep.
So we were all really excited.
7 years.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
The pilot
was
on BBC One. And I was disappointed.
Oh, I thought the pilot was
But I enjoyed the series as a whole as it went on because I had to, because that was all we had. There was no Superman films being made, so I kind of forced myself to like it.
Yeah.
And I did watch it every week.
Was it Jimmy Olsen that did it for you? Because he was terrible.
I tell you what, the one thing I liked I didn't really like the fact that there was really no action in it. There was only little bits. He turned into Superman. Very limited points in the series.
After a Pulitzer. He's a serious journalist.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It was more emphasis on their skills as reporters, their sort of sleuthing,
and then
to
falling
try and get
in
the
love,
story,
yeah.
And the romance side. And I was just not really into that, and I thought that was a bit boring. And I didn't see the thing. This is the thing, right? What you said about the Clark Kent thing about how he was like, you know, just like
it's a
real
bloke. Change. It's a real change.
But I didn't like that because the thing is, the premise is that he's got a like. Christopher Reeve played it
clumsy,
like being
cute.
A clumsy because he's playing a part, he's playing a role, so that no one ever thinks he's Superman. So right. it's going. You know,
oh, is
you
that
just...
how you interpret it?
Yeah, well, that's how it's
in my to... in my head. Clark Kent is actually quite clumsy and cute
because there are points in the Christopher Reeve films when no one's looking and he just sort of so like in the first is the Superman Superman one. There's a point when he's about to tell her that he's Superman or something. Yeah. I think it's number one anyway, and she goes off in the bathroom and he's going, you can tell I'm about to tell her. And he sort of changes his whole posture and he takes his glasses off. And then she comes back, he decides not to. And she comes out and he puts his glasses on. He becomes a bit, he goes all hunched again and he gets a bit bumbly. So he's playing a part. And like, and there are points in the films when he talks, she goes, that was it. When he tells her that he is Superman, I think he's in number two. And he goes, she goes, oh, what's it like being like playing this part of like Clark? And he goes, yeah, it's okay. I quite like him, actually. So he knows he's playing a part, I think.
Right. That's what I mean, is that Superman in the movies is the dominant personality.
Yeah,
Superman
yeah.
is who he is. Whereas in this,
he's Clark Kent,
and he's very connected to his parents. He often goes back to them to ask for moral advice.
They're
and
wiring him money.
Yeah, yeah.
He gives them dollar, yeah. But he's got to pay for that really nice apartment he's got. Nice.
But he walks... Well, in this, the pilot, I watched the pilot today, the 2-episode pilot, because you can watch like a film. Because
it's
film length. I suppose you could apply that to any television program if you know. I watch enough of them, but he's quite homey, smart.
But it's the glasses. Because he's not doing anything else with his character, it's just like he's only got his glasses on, which is any different.
It's very gentle change.
Yeah, I see. I didn't go along with it.
They take the mick out of the fact that there's one point where she's really drunk. It might be on love potion or whatever. And she goes, you know, I actually think you look quite similar to Superman. And you go, of all of the Superman incarnations, there's the least effort... There's the least difference between the two.
Yeah. And his mum made his costume for him, didn't she?
Well, that's
she
a very funny scene.
Tell us all about it.
Oh. So...
I know. I remember. It's just all the attempts.
I've got the clip because
the is so lovely.
What do you remember? What music they use for the? Is it? It's a montage.
Oh God! Is it Fashion by David Bowie or something?
No, it's better than that. Hold on a sec. I'll go back to the start. So, premise is that he's got these powers. If he's gonna live in Metropolis, which is a shit name for a city. So this is the thing that confused me watching this. Like, so in the pilot episode, there's a spaceship sending people to another planet. So there's a colony on the moon or something like that. So
right.
Is it set in a... When is Superman supposed to be set? Is it in the future? Or,
no, it's
or
now.
Or it's now, it's and now it's an wherever. Alternate universe.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So it's like an alternate Earth. So that would
where
be
they
like
can get into space.
Yeah.
Right, well, so anyway, he's decided, look, if I'm going to be doing this saving the world shit, I need to have a good costume. Go ask your mum. Go to the dress-up cupboard.
I don't know about this costume thing, Clark. It'll work. It has to. If I have an effective disguise, I won't have to worry about people finding out about me.
Come on, let's get started.
You ready?
Oh God! So is old dear. Superman's old dear is like making up a variety of costumes that you only ever see in cereal adverts when people are like trying to be like a super Captain Crunchy or something, and they're playing Bonnie Tyler's song, and she's like on the sewing machine stitching him up a sleeve. I mean, you wouldn't even get costumes that shit in a costume place like Angels or something. I mean that. He's actually got tights on. So it's like no design aspect. She's just sewing together anything. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is my favourite bit.
Let's listen to this.
What do you think?
Well, one thing's for sure, nobody's going to be looking at your face.
Mom?
Because his penis.
Mom?
This is all I'm trying for nothing.
I don't know. There's something missing.
Anyway,
she's
hugging
him a bit tight, isn't she?
You can imagine what the thing missing is.
It's an S.
It's a big old cod piece. Right. It's a big cucumber to put down his trousers.
What's strange about all of that is that whenever I design costumes, is that you draw the costumes first. You draw them out and you go, all right, orange sleeves, red hat, blue trousers.
You don't just go to the sewing machine.
Let's go make them first. Yeah. Wait, this looks ridiculous. Mm. Better try another one.
It's just like, because the whole premise of the costume is that that's super as well. So it kind of, it never tears. So it's not just like she's just gone down to like the Smallville haberdashery,
yep,
and just like sewn together, like bought materials to sew together. It goes against all the ethos, all the premise.
It was a new Superman, the new adventures. They made a decision, and I think it was a good one to go, you know what? The original Superman isn't going to work on a 90s TV show. Let's take this alternate comic book run and do something with it.
Modern man.
It's good to do something new, I think. It is good to sort of liven it up because, you know, we've got all these. Especially now, isn't it? You've got like Arrow, and you've got
and they do very well for it
and stuff, and they're all good. And it's good.
Yep.
It's good that you kind of got. Not that everything should be like all serious and, you know, but it's good that there's a, like almost like a different way of approaching films, a different way of approaching TV. But that particular one, I didn't think he was a very good Superman, Clark Kent. Apparently, I read today that it was the bloke. This one kiddie got the gig. I can't remember his name, and he got hired. And then they sort of went down on his CV and found out that he was actually cast as Superboy in the Superboy TV series. And then so they went, you can't have it, even though we've hired you, because we want to start something new.
Wow.
So one would argue whether he... And I remember that kiddie in the Superboy TV series. He looked really good, actually. But one wonders whether it would have been a better... Whether he would have incorporated...
I like Dean Cain.
I think he's a good Superman.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
What is it about his face? Is it because
he's
a quarter Japanese?
No.
Which is brought up in every single YouTube comment of him.
Hey.
Every single YouTube comment I see, people...
If anything, that's an asset.
Bring up that Dean
I like it.
Quarter Japanese.
So what?
I don't know. It's exactly. So weird. Honestly, any YouTube clip of Dean Cain as Superman, they're like, did you know he's a quarter Japanese? It's like obvious trivia.
I think the more interesting thing is that he now, after doing this show, this is a classic example of one of those shows. You can't get out of this suit. You are always Superman forever. And I will always, if I saw him in the street right now, I'd go, casually, can I have a photo with you? You're
Dean
awesome.
Cain.
He doesn't look any different. He's aged very
well. He's bigger. Huh? He has had bigger moments, I think, up and down.
He's a little...
Is it muscle? Is it super muscle?
It's a bit of chunk, I think.
It's super...
Some friendly chunk.
Hey, aren't we all?
Yes, and we've all been there. Nothing
wrong with a bit of...
up a bit.
Friendly chunk.
We're eating our M&M's, we're eating a Domino's pizza.
But he appears in the new Supergirl show.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a little cameo.
What do you think about this Supergirl show?
I've not seen it.
Come on, let's watch it one of these days. Maybe it's a follow-up bonus episode. Let's come around here, watch the pilot, then rip it to shreds.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Is it not good?
Apparently it's one of those ones that kind of half gets it right, half gets it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard good things about it.
No.
It's like a kind of like a pastiche. I think they did on SNL, they did like a pastiche of like what a Black Widow film would be like. And she's like, when she's not being Black, Scarlett Johansson, I think she actually was in it under the sketch. And it was like, when she's not being Black Widow, when it all costumed up, she's worried about boys and getting to work on time and what have you.
God.
And it was all like, oh, that was what it would be like.
Sexist
but then the Supergirl
bullshit.
Pilot come out, and that's pretty much what it was like.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
That's
we'll
a shame.
Have to watch it for ourselves. Yeah, no, I just didn't like Dean Cain because I didn't think he was a very good. I thought he was a bit dull. And I didn't like the way
he's lovable.
I didn't like the way... No, he's a nice bloke. He come across well. And he looks very good on the camera.
Handsome.
But yeah, I just thought he was a bit... He was just a bit boring.
Here's the trouble. Christopher Reeve, bloody incredible. Like, he is superb.
Yeah.
He is very, very good indeed.
Yeah. Superman.
And it's hard to be in the shadow of that massive cape.
But even like Henry Cavill, I quite like him because I think he's got the way of... he's got that demeanor about him, how he plays Superman, that he could like destroy everything and destroy everybody.
He's much angrier.
When he's just like walking about and stuff as Superman, when he's not like you know, bringing New York to his knees or anything, or Metropolis. But he's got a way about him that he could sort of like unleash hell, but he's very reserved, and you know that undercut.
Well, Dean Cain would never do that.
But there's none of those layers behind it with
Dean
Cain.
Well, also, Dean Cain doesn't have the budget to pack that kind of...
Dean Cain just like... But the thing is...
He looks good in spandex suits, though.
He does.
His arms are folded.
It was like pure silk, that costume. It was very shiny.
Yeah. Does Superman always have his arms folded? Dean Cain's arms, as Superman, when he's Superman...
Like suppose, like that.
Always folded. He'll go, you'll move, you'll do something. You'll like, you know, walk over there, pick up a book, peruse it.
Then fold his arms.
Fold his arms. Every time.
Crushing the book in the process.
It was like he was trying to push his pecs up. Maybe he had like body dysmorphia issues.
Yeah, I think he did.
Or maybe he was told by the producers, this is your pose, you should go to it.
Or maybe that the S is a bit ropey, so maybe just try and cover it up whenever you get the chance.
You look a bit...
The shot pack's quite good.
You look a bit cleavage-y. Just,
super pecs.
But...
What are your memories of the show as in, like, incident? Was there, like, oh, there's that episode where...
I really liked Perry White, his boss at Dave Planet.
What was his catchphrase? Did he have a catchphrase?
I don't remember if he had a catchphrase. He might have done, but I do remember.
What in Sam's Hell or something?
Yeah, that was it. What in the Sam Hill? Like,
yeah, that's it.
Because I do remember...
He's obsessed with Elvis.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He was obsessed with Elvis, and that's the thing I really liked about it, because that was nothing from the comics, and I thought that was always quite funny how we'd always sort of bring things back to something Elvis or the Colonel would do, and I always quite liked that. And, they replaced Jimmy Olsen, didn't they?
They did. First season. Yeah. He's out.
Why? Why did they
It was because they thought he looked a bit too similar to Clark Kent or something. I read it.
Really? When I read he didn't look like Dean Cain.
There was some reason.
Oh, was he a quarter Japanese? Because that's a bit of a
reason why they got rid of him. I can't remember what it was. But he got... That's annoying. But the other kiddie...
That character is an annoying character.
He's a photographer, isn't he?
Yeah, he's essentially pervert. The Spider-Man. Yeah.
Peeping Tom.
He's a Peeping Tom.
But not fun.
He's just taking snaps of... Terry Hatcher. Well,
whenever he goes back and shows his photographs, he's always get told that his photographs ain't no good, no matter what incarnation.
You've got shaky
Jimmy
hands.
You need to use a flash, mate.
Steady cam. Put the flash on, mate.
Wind it on each time. Don't just keep pressing the button.
Same exposure. Look, it's not arty when it's just black.
Yeah. You can't expose it when the light's on. It's got to be a red light.
Yeah.
You never
so it's him.
To be fair, it's hard to take a photograph when laser eyes is zapping into your lens.
And he's very fast, Superman. It's very difficult to catch him in shot.
You have to get a very high, really fast film on that.
Yeah.
There's him. There's the boss. And then there's Catherine Grant.
Please explain to me this character, because my brain had totally wiped her out.
Catherine Grant is the slag of...
No, can't I not use that word?
Is that Tracy Scoggins?
So
she's from Dynasty, isn't she? I remember her from Dynasty.
She's a tart.
You're using all sorts of old-fashioned words.
She's a super slapper.
She's a slapper. She is
super slut.
That's the slag, foursome of words. Slag.
The slut of steel.
But she's... Well, listen... She's a promiscuous lady, and she's got no bones about it.
She's like Samantha. They allude
to it.
City,
yeah, they
she?
Allude to it all the time.
She's loose.
She was quite no. Come on, she was. It was empowered the way.
She
right?
tries to bang around with Dean Superman in the first episode. She's like, "It's a date, then."
She's the Daily Planet's.
She's
bike.
Like, "Oh yeah."
You are saying everything the BBC tells you to never ever say.
Yes, fine.
She's the Daily. She's the Daily Evergirl.
Yeah.
Cat's Corner.
Yeah, she's got her own fortress of solitude, and everyone's seen it.
Anyway, but she's a promiscuous lady.
Yeah,
they allude to it because they say because the photographer chap, he's like, "Oh, what do you think about da da da?" And Terry Hatcher Lewis is like, "She's just trying to not put another notch in her garter belt."
Ooh,
and he says, "But have you seen her garter belt?" And then Lewis is like, "Jog on."
Oh, yeah, right.
So she's putting it out there. She's promiscuous. Hussy.
She's a go-getter.
Yeah, she's a go-getter. Anyway, she runs a relationship column. She can't imagine. She's got particularly good advice given her track record.
Yes,
but
exactly. I mean, what has she got to report about? Because her love life must be in a terrible mess.
Well, that's the big thing, is that Lois Lane, she's married to her job, isn't she? They always allude to that.
Oh, she's so obsessed with her job.
Work, work, work. She can't get
award,
a date.
Award, award.
She can't get a date because she's always working. And Catherine Grant's like, "Oh, I set you up with that dentist and you took him to the Women in Crisis Awards."
And the awards, like, for being a woman in crisis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bit like that one where they get all the kids that help their sick mums. What's that show called?
Strictly Come
Pride Dancing. Pride and arrogance.
Pride of Britain. Yeah, Pride of Britain. Yeah. It was like that. She took some dentists there. Catherine Grant was like this. And she took this.
I was thinking in the show.
We need to see this episode. We should review this episode as well.
Even as a kid, I remember thinking, how are they not together? Like, I know this is how it works, Lois and Clark, but I was a bit like, I never in any way didn't think that they didn't want to just like... It was like so forced how they would end up not kissing or wouldn't go home together, or like she'd sleep over and then fall asleep in his arms. It was just like, like as a kid, I was like, oh, what?
We've all been there as students.
Because of his rubbish disguise and his rubbish not so trying demeanor, so you'd know he was Superman.
Yeah, the body language was always crossed arms. You know, she wasn't making the move.
Yeah, he's closed off.
Closed off.
Here's the thing about Superman that annoys me as a whole. I don't like Superman really. I enjoy this program. Yeah. He's a shit superhero.
He's one of the...
He's not shit. He's the best and therefore one of the worst.
But he's just boring.
Because he's got no... He hasn't got as much of a good rogues gallery of like Batman has. So he's basically just essentially... I mean, there's a couple of others, but it's Lex Luthor, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's other ones.
That's why you get so many chemical episodes.
Yeah.
He was a pretty rubbish Lex Luthor, I thought.
I thought he was great.
Truly.
People were furious about that.
I truly think one of the weakest parts of this show is Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I didn't think he was very good.
No?
He was like... Who did he remind you of?
He was just a bloke.
Yeah.
He's like Warren Beatty. He's like Warren Beatty is not a very good brother.
Yeah, there was a bit of that, the hair and all that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'll have a beer, please.
Yeah, have a beer. Get a beer out.
Can you like?
Yeah,
you,
I'm
like,
glad you agree.
Off with your hands like Superman, rather than actually using the bottle.
Can I use my laser eyes? That's cold. Yeah. That beer, isn't it?
To be fair, Superman could do that because they have screw tops in America.
Oh yeah.
So I hate to ruin it, but I think probably
he's cheating, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jimmy White could do that. No offense, but I'm glad you agree with me that you think this Lex Luthor is just some bloke.
Very good. And the fact, because. Thank you very much,
My
sir.
Pleasure.
He was in every episode as well.
Who, Lex Luthor?
Yeah, Lex
He's
Luthor.
Only in the first series, and then is a...
But uses, and then it was his recurring. Voice, and then he would appear.
Oh, did he just say, I don't want to be in it no more?
I don't know what the deal was, but he was he wasn't as involved as a physical presence.
Nope. It's just as well.
It was more of a Moriarty, so it would be like, he was behind stuff.
Yeah, right, okay. So then he'd have to actually pay the bloke.
Because then they had loads of just rubbish villains instead.
Well, Smallville fell into this trap as well.
Well, so I want to talk about
that. Did you like Smallville?
I never really watched it.
I thought it was appalling from the dot.
See, this is very different, this show.
Compare Dean Cain to that actor in Smallville.
That guy. Because
I appreciate your comment on Cain, but compare, honestly.
But there's not much difference for me. Oh, God, I've
said that.
Whoa! Yeah, there's not much difference.
Dean Cain's fun. He likes the theatre.
Twinkle in his eye. He does all those Christmas dog movies now. They're amazing. Let me look up some examples of Dean Cain's oeuvre.
It's direct-to-DVD-tastic.
Oh, yeah.
No, because, like, bless he probably him. Gets oh, paid a decent smack of cash for that, but he cannot... What gig do you give Dean Cain?
He's just in films with Steve Guttenberg and Dolph Lundgren. Things like that.
Like The Adventures of Nooperman.
Pooperman.
Here are some examples of brilliant. Awesome stuff he's appeared in.
Canis.
Of late.
That was good.
Thank you.
Pure Country 2, The Gift. A Nanny for Christmas. Subject, I love you.
I'm Nanny for Christmas.
Home Run Showdown.
What does that mean?
Someone's asked for a nanny for Christmas.
I'm Nanny for Christmas.
The Sandy Greek Girls.
Oh, I like
Man
that.
Camp.
See, things have taken a dark turn.
Yeah, it's gone blue.
The nanny film didn't really take off. He's having to go down different avenue.
Airplane versus Volcano. Yeah. Small Town Santa. This is a quality one. A Horse for Summer. Or... A Dog for Christmas. Horse Camp.
It's a lot of festivity.
The Dog Who Saved Summer.
The Dog Who Saved Christmas?
Nah.
No. No.
The Horse Who Saved Christmas.
Yeah.
Here's coming up. Some of the names of the characters he's played are amazing.
Go on.
Rico DeLuca. Bryce. Jared. Tech. Mike. Sheriff. Scott Hansen.
Yeah.
Roy Hollingsworth.
No, well, sounds like Dean's doing... He's doing okay.
Roy Hollingsworth sounds like a news agent.
He's certainly busy. He's
Did you get these M&M's from Roy Hollingsworth before you came in?
Yeah, Roy Hollingsworth. Yeah, two packets, please.
Two packets, please, Roy.
How much is that then? On TV,
he's appeared in a few things, just like casually, like Criminal Minds and CSI a few times. He did have a cameo in Smallville, too.
Of course he did. Yeah. He's got a cameo in that Wonder Girl or whatever it's called. Supergirl.
Supergirl. He plays Jeremiah Danvers. And he's been in two episodes so far.
He's having a tough go of it.
I like
him. We all get his SAG. He's got to pick up a paycheck like the rest of us.
Is Dean Cain his real name? You know, like Michael Caine is a real name.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
I will inspect the internet for you.
Because it's Caine without an E, isn't it?
So it must be a lie. A Japanese lie.
Maybe.
His real name is Dean George Tanaka.
Is it?
He was born on July 31st, 1966.
Tanaka.
See, Superman never lies. So, I mean, that's...
What are Superman's powers, then? Walk me through them.
Walk, laser eyes, breath.
He's got laser eyes, he's got ice breath.
He can smell.
He can fly, he can hear anything. He can fly, he can lift anything. He can go super fast, he can jump super high.
Can he breathe in space?
He can breathe in space.
He can breathe in space.
Hold his breath, super holding breath.
Just everything. Isn't that rubbish though? Isn't that annoying? It's
like but there's an imaginary rock that defeats him.
Kryptonite.
Yep. From
space. Well, because Lex Luthor builds him a kryptonite prison, doesn't he?
What in this thing? Does he?
Yeah.
Is there that much kryptonite?
There's a bunch. There's a lot of kryptonite in it. There's one where
he synthesizes it.
He gets attacked with some kryptonite by this other baddie, and it looks like a poker chips, like a bag of chips, but the chips are going like luminous green.
Right.
And he throws at him, and then he just throws it back. The thing I always found annoying, I know it's obviously quite hacky and cliche to say, but like, villains are always really stupid, aren't they? If you were a villain...
Yeah.
You could always kill... It's like the James Bond thing, isn't it? Always the jokes about it. It's like, you could just shoot him in the head. Tying Sean Connery up to that saw and things like that. And in that new... No spoilers, but in the Spectre film... It's like
he
does a similar thing, doesn't he? Where he it's like you could just shoot him in the head
just
and he'd
kill him,
be dead.
Get rid of him.
But it's annoying. Like there's just so many ways that he could just kill him. There is so many ways.
Because what do you reckon? Because Superman's got a normal heart. He's got normal...
but even like using kryptonite in a more inventive
effective
fashion,
way,
you know, he could like
shoot
him in the head with
kryptonite bullets.
Bullet. Ah, is there?
Yeah, they shoot him with kryptonite bullets and he gets it in the arm. He's like, oh.
Is that how he goes?
Yeah, and he falls.
I forgot to mention, he can recover his health. Heals quick.
But yeah, so because the thing I assume they did it for effect, but he had to take his glasses off to use his laser eyes or his see through. Because he can see through buildings, can't he?
Well, he has perfect vision, so the glasses are actually kind of in his way.
Do you think it's all fuzzy when he's got his glasses on?
Also, if he takes the glasses off, he'd melt the glasses if he had them on.
So it's clear glass. It's like there's not but actually.
Sure, which is, and she's a really clever reporter. Yeah. She should see that and go, hang on.
Yeah.
Those aren't... Oh.
And that's the thing that also annoys me. It's like, Superman, he just takes his trousers off and his suit. He takes his, like, work clothes off and he's Superman. He's not really changing anything.
He must be really hot as well, mustn't he?
It's also...
I've got my thermals on, so I'm quite warm. Yeah, yeah.
When they first came up with the idea of Superman, they actually created a premise where it's the least feasible environment for no one to find out his secret identity.
Yeah.
You heard in that little scene where the mum is making the suit and it's like, he goes, I need his disguise so they'll never find out who I am. Okay, let's wear something that makes everyone look at my crotch.
So that any woman you've slept with,
you can still see
all
of my face.
Yeah.
Then put him in an environment where he's surrounded by people who are paid to be very observant. They're paid to not only be observant, but to look for stories.
Look for clues.
But that's what they always say, isn't it? Pulitzer Prize winning Lois Lane doesn't ever like know that fella who she works with day in, day out isn't Superman.
She's in love with.
She would have known. This was basically her audition, really, for being a Bond girl, wasn't it?
It was, there was quite a lot of Bond girl here.
She was that. That was about 97, something like that.
Was she Bond girl in?
She was a bit of something for the dads, I think. A lot of people watching this for Terry Hatcher, let's be honest. A lot of people watching this for Dean Cain. Sorry, they were. In a kind of, they're easy on the eye.
Yeah.
Personally, obviously, we like the boss.
They got great chemistry together, I thought.
Great chemistry. I thought they were...
In a family-friendly way, because sometimes you get that chemistry where it's like, oh, wow, they're going to jump each other's bones. Whereas this was actually, a little cheeky kiss.
So the only one trying to jump bones is that cat in the corner.
Almost, at times, a little bit brotherly-sisterly.
Yeah, I'd say that.
A little too...
With a sexy undertone.
They were close. That was for sure. They were close.
They probably would have done a Secret Santa. If
I
was
bet.
Chris, sure. You know, something like that. Maybe not too risque a present was bought. But
no.
Was there a Christmas special?
Loads. And the big thing was obviously, so they teased it. This is what killed Lois and Clark. So obviously the first scene when she's going to marry Lex Luthor.
see that, well, I never bought that. It's like, because like, she would never do that.
No, but they, insane. But
she's
they
obsessed with him.
But they did something interesting where he wasn't that well known as a character. Like, he's not the presence that he is in the comics where Lex Luthor's like Bill Gates or something like that, but he's like, oh, who's this Lex Luthor guy?
They go to arrest him.
And it's a universe where he appears on the scene and they become a thing. Whereas if you know Superman, you'd go, what?
Yeah, right, okay. So he was sort of, he was a bit, it was all more behind the scenes. So no one really knew Lex's schemes.
Yes, basically. Okay. He was more of a Moriarty, like I said.
Yeah. He looks like Warren Beatty, so you can see why.
And the best bit is that, like, exactly. So he's powerful, though. So they go to arrest Lex Luthor. And he's like, they're like, you're under arrest. He's like, this is absurd.
Yeah.
He's like, get me the commissioner. And they're like, he goes, get me the president. He just, and wow. Then jumps, and there's like, I like the idea that Lex Luthor's got like connections.
He's a well connected man. Guy, isn't he?
He's a Luth cannon.
That was good.
Good.
That was.
Then
just
he
like
jumps
that,
off the. Then he jumps off the building. He kills himself.
Yeah, they end the first season, isn't it?
And what they do is he falls for so long because he's like, this is the highest building, Metropolis, and then he falls backwards, and they show him falling, and all the scenes of flying in New Adventures of Superman have people actively dangling their legs like never. You know when you're on a swing and you're
high
up?
They're really on a swing, aren't
you're
they?
Like,
on the green screen.
Like you do it for a minute and then you get your legs get tired. They do this for about 20 minutes. Let's do this, fall into his death for ages, and they look up the crowd. They're like, oh, he still falls. They look back, they cut to him falling, cut back to the crowd, cut to him falling, cut to the crowd, and then they cut to the bouquet of flowers falling on the floor, like boom.
Oh, that's and very
and that's it. That's what's happened direction. To him,
isn't
he?
Superman would have saved him, but he covered
he was
him
weak.
In kryptonite.
He's weak from the kryptonite. Superman's going to save him. And yeah, because he goes, ugh. He's like, he just can't get the urgency. He can't quite fly.
When he was faking it, he's like, yeah, but you know, it's my way out of not saving Lex Luthor.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh dear, oh sad, never mind.
Oh, whoops.
But he won't kill anyone either, will he?
No.
Apart from Henry
that's
Cavill.
That's not how I do things. That's what he says.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
But Henry Cavill will do it.
Yeah, he'll kill anything.
Who's that?
As we saw.
Henry Cavill, the new Superman, he just pops Zod's clogs.
Yeah.
Deads him.
Yeah.
Is he funny, this Henry guy? I've not seen
him. Is he funny? He's fucking chuckle a clock. Non-stop giggles. He's constantly popping out puns. He's like a Radio 2 DJ. He's non-stop lol.
Ken Bruce of Superman.
Yeah. He's not Sandy Toksvig, put it that way.
Right.
Superman comparisons, I think, how much like Sandy Toksvig is he?
Yeah, he's got super shoulders.
Is he? He's just dead serious.
He's
very good, though. I think he's very good in the
he's
role.
He's very
because
army
of that.
Cadet.
Yeah, and I think he's very proficient in the role because of that. Because he's not like a Joker. Like,
we'll talk about taking it in new directions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a different angle.
Yeah.
And you're happier with that.
Yes, I am happy. Why? Although it's not perfect. What, like the? What,
why are you happy with that? What's wrong with, you know? Why that direction for Superman rather than this?
Because it's different, I guess, right?
Well, it's more. I don't know. It's kind of like the in the sort of graphic novels and things. It's all sort of a lot of the time. It's all played for. It's like it's not likely, but it's sort of it has a bit more of a realistic tone to it. So when it's sort of a bit more campy, I kind of like lose interest a little bit, you know what I mean? So I think because, and I suppose they're sort of building on what Marvel have done by treating it as if it's a bit more realistic. So that's why I quite like the new take on the Superman thing.
Yeah, cool.
But I appreciate, hey, it's a big world. There's a lot of time in this world, and it's good that there are different interpretations.
And Superman, if you don't like that, you can always fly around the Earth a million times
and
rewind back in
time. But it's good though, because it's good that that existed and that happened. Can I say I enjoyed it at the time because that was all we had. But when that sort of 2006 version came out with Brandon Routh, and so I was like,
who's the new Superman?
So it's Henry Cavill.
It's him again, is it?
Yeah.
Him and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Ben Affleck, it's pronounced.
That's right, sorry. And your man, Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor.
He's got hair as well. But maybe by the end of it, he won't have hair.
What do you think about that?
Wiggy, he's called in the movie.
Hey! Yeah, I'm not. I'm yeah, I'm.
He does a miraculous Jesse Eisenberg impression. Jesse Eisenberg, from what I've seen in the trailer,
does
he really does a really non-stop Jesse Eisenberg in that. yeah, I'm kill Superman.
Facebook.
He's got that, like Michael Cera.
If you'd invented Superman,
he sort of acts himself quite a lot in films, doesn't he? I didn't see the second trailer because it apparently
Batman Superman.
I heard it tell it. Yeah, the Batman Superman. I heard it.
I could really burst your bubble right now.
Well, I heard it revealed too much. So when we went to watch Star Wars. And it came on. I was like, and I like, because if you put your fingers in your ears, you can still hear stuff.
You can, yeah.
So and you can still see stuff.
Yeah, well, I had to look down. I had to look down at my groin with my eyes shut.
And he went, Superman.
Hey!
And knocking out of the park right now.
And I just sort of put my fingers in my ears.
Is it a bird or a plane? Oh.
You're done now. That's it. You're two.
It's good job. It's a good job the lights are out. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
And
Super splooge.
Oh, I couldn't stand up for a while. And so, yeah, I put my fingers in my ears in and out for about five. It went on and on.
And that's good for you, is it?
Well, I got satisfaction. I was oblivious to it. But
this is Suicide Squad. Is that a different film?
Different film.
So it's all part of the same universe.
You sound like my dad.
Listen,
so what's this Doctor Strange, everybody? Ant-Man? Anti-Man?
I've seen Ant-Man.
Huh?
Seen Ant-Man.
Well done.
Good for you.
No, yeah, but so there's Batman and Superman is one film, yeah. And Suicide Squad is another film.
So that's setting up the Justice League
of America.
And this, yeah, and the Suicide Squad is so Ben Affleck appears in the Suicide Squad.
Superman's not in this one though.
Well, he could be, but yeah,
we're not.
But it's all part of the same.
The idea is that all of these big bad guys that are in Superman Squad, that are in Suicide Squad, were put away in prison by Superman, which is quite feasible because after Man of Steel, the first movie, he goes, right, well, I'm going to clean up Earth. And he takes all the weirdos and the Jokers and the like, and he shoves them in jail. Then at the beginning of Suicide Squad, they go, sorry, this is Batman that puts them away. So at the beginning of Suicide Squad, it's like, well, what are we going to do with them? Maybe we could use them to go do a mission, and then blame them when it all goes wrong.
Is that right? You seemed unhappy at the start.
Well, I was worried in case spoilers were going to come out because I didn't see that second trailer. I was worried.
Oh, I see.
No, but that's Suicide Squad, so that's different.
Okay.
The new trailer for Suicide Squad
tomorrow,
will probably come out when this.
Tomorrow. I watched this new trailer for Bad Neighbors 2 today. Is that anything to do with these two films?
I think Dean Cain is one of the really irate neighbors.
It's Zac Efron and Dean Cain.
Someone borrows, Zac Efron
that
borrows Dean Cain's lawnmower and he don't bring it back for about 3 weeks.
If they make that film, I'm there. I'm at the midnight screening.
Yeah.
Fast Furious 8.
Dean's up all night taking drugs, caning it. And
then
Zac Efron, he's also trying to have a bubble bath and he can't because he can hear all this music.
Who would be, if Lois and Clark's New Adventures of Superman was being made next week, who will we cast of today's young, hot, stars,
Ross Drummond.
I'll be there.
Kemp.
And Kemp. Jess Stevens. That's what we go for.
No. You gotta go.
Efron. I mean, Efron. He's a built Superman. Lad. If we dyed his hair, he'd be a good.
I see it.
Yeah, he's
so
a,
that
he's a
that kind of like hey.
Like you were
I'm
like
shaking my shoulders.
You're
a little
shaking
bit.
Yourself around as if you're wearing
a
bikini.
Shake.
Yeah, but that's like the cheekiness of Superman: New Adventures, isn't it?
He's a bit cheeky.
He's like hey. He's like I'm a you know. Is it me?
Like Eric Morecambe. Hey!
Yeah.
Who's in his glasses?
Who's Terry
I think
Zac Efron's right
a good
now.
Shout. Who's Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher. Zooey Deschanel.
No.
That would be... I was just going to say, that's a terrible
person. She's just too cute.
She's
twee and all that.
Yeah, maybe a little too old, dare I say.
Well, might be. Although, I should point out that he's in his 30s in this show.
Zefron. Oh, who? Dean Cain is?
No, like, the universe has him in his... Like, he's 27, 28. Okay. Like he's, so he gets
out.
Into his 30s.
He moved just out of his mum and dad's house at 28 from Smallville.
God. Does
Oklahoma
happen.
City.
Okay.
Does happen. It does.
I can't think of any actresses...
That have that kind of family-friendly... Somebody who can rock a bob, something hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tweet us, email us in, 1990spodcast@gmail.com, 1990spodcast on Twitter.
Just say the film
Facebook.
Is shooting next week, the series.
Yeah,
so if
tweet
we
us.
Get
the winner will receive a
my,
prize.
I've got a suggestion.
Slice of pizza?
Slice of pizza, maybe some leftover M&Ms.
Yeah, that's good. Good, sorted.
So,
cool. Thanks for letting us know.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of it. How bad is that we can't think of any...
Well, the person I'm thinking of is because my girlfriend's obsessed with Vampire Diaries. There's somebody who's left it recently who is a similar kind of, like, could wear a pantsuit day in, day out.
Yeah.
I think it would be essential they had to wear a super suit, like business suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With like 18 buttons down the top.
Oh, yeah, double breasted.
Has to be done.
Kristen Stewart.
She never reduced herself to this level, but that's a lovely shout.
Yeah. Because she's a bit po-faced, isn't she? And she's quite
oh,
ballsy.
But come on, she does so much of the silly stuff. Could you imagine Kristen Stewart dressed up as a genie?
Or is that American Ultra? That's a film.
Oh. I watched the American Ultra.
Seen that? That's what Jesse Eisenberg. That's what Jesse Eisenberg.
It didn't do very well.
Oh, didn't it?
That's because it's not very good.
Yeah, right.
Reviews with Ross Drummond. That's Carl's.
I can do this radio one shit. Get me on there.
It's not very good.
Didn't do very well, mate. Why is that then, Ross? Not very good.
Not very good.
Don't bother
with
that.
Case closed.
Case closed. Have you seen this one? It's got Batman, Superman, and some other fellas in it.
What's it called?
They have a bish bash bosh fight.
Suicide Bob. Somebody gets a terrible haircut.
Four seasons.
This came. So basically, yeah. So
really hot third.
First season's. If you actually want to watch this, watch the first season.
Because I don't remember. I remember watching it, but I don't like some of the key bits you've mentioned. I'm like, God, I don't even remember.
Yeah. So it's four seasons. First season's good, enjoyable. Second, third, fourth, it got a bit silly.
I might have bowed out around then.
Yeah. It gets sillier. The third one was its most popular, like most ratings-wise.
And basically, what they did is because they like Lois and Superman get together.
And that's the end of third.
And they're going to get married.
Yeah, honeymoon stuff.
And at the end of the third or third or fourth season, they tease it, and it was one that it's the highest rated ever episode. Was there one where they were going to get married?
Everyone loves a wedding.
And she gets kidnapped. Or something.
Luther's behind it.
It's
got to be any.
Classic Luther.
All fingers pointed.
So anyway, the wedding gets ruined, and then there's aliens, poisonous frogs.
It gets properly
invited to the wedding.
It gets very intergalactic.
It gets a bit bullshit.
Okay. There's a lovely moment where he swoops her up. You see it in the credits, actually, where he's with his billowing cape, takes a big full moon and kisses her as Superman in front of the moon. And that's really cute.
It's nice.
It's nice. But yeah. And then they actually recorded an episode. No, but seriously, they're getting married. It's like called something like that. They're like all these silly titles for their episodes, and they got married, and then it ended.
I heard it was going to get another season, so I think they would have carried like might have.
That's right.
I heard there might have. What's it? There might have been.
It was a very abrupt cancellation. They didn't expect to not get another season,
because
so they just had to stop.
Really?
So it's like this. It happened with quite a lot of shows. Hit show. Lots of people watching. Yes, it wasn't as good as it used to be. It's still doing okay. And then it didn't get renewed.
Sack it off.
So then it just sort of halts, doesn't it? And people are like, well, what was happening with that thing? Yeah.
So you think now, if they cancelled that now, it would get like a Netflix series?
Oh, definitely. Netflix would pick it up.
Yeah.
Or Amazon.
Yeah, it's Amazon. Because Warner's, whether they'd allow the rights to go, who knows?
Well, we'd have to go through a few legal loopholes.
Sure. Absolutely. Get our team on that case.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed revisiting this. I think I totally understood how my childhood me got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hit all the buttons. It was professionally shot, likable characters. It was goofy. It was silly. There was a little action, maybe not as much as we'd have liked.
Yeah. You'd have liked more action, Steve.
I would have liked more action, less romance / sleuthing.
I quite like the romance / sleuthing. Maybe that's just me. I did find that they kept going
on
to some kind of 5 o'clock.
So should we do like the schedule thing?
Yeah, because
we tried this before.
Right. Okay. I reckon it might have been Superman, Big Break, House Party, Generation Game.
I think Generation Game was before House Party.
Right.
No, you're right. It was Generation Game after House Party. Take it back.
But when we did House Party,
they queued into Lois and Clark.
Oh, yes, it did, because there was that episode.
I think Lois and Clark was more like 8 then.
I don't remember it being that on that late.
Because it was for the raunchy bits.
It did have some relatively adult moments.
She's trying to seduce him in the flat.
Tracy Scoggins, every time Super Slag.
Every time she's shaking her tush. Scoggins is there shaking her tush.
And that's a strong lineup for a Saturday night.
An 8 night.
We were hashtag so blessed.
Oh,
we were.
Honestly.
So good. What have you got now? It's a shower of shit.
I don't really. The dancing show.
You got Strictly.
The singing show, the dancing show, and Ant-Man.
Oh.
Ant-Man's reruns.
I mean,
Fast Furious 4 on E4. What is on BBC One now?
Come Die With Me. I don't know.
There's
a lottery show.
They did a
lottery. This is so old. This is probably the first episode. Was probably pre-lottery, wasn't it? Because there was no lottery show.
Yeah.
Because I think that started in 1994 or 5.
Yeah, well, this would have. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lottery show within there, I think, and there's the dancing show I'm Strictly Dancing.
And they do that one where they have to dodge a wall or whatever.
I think that's been and gone.
Is it?
Hole in the wall.
They dodged it.
And the,
we've dodged that.
It's called Dodge a Wall.
Is Pet Swing Prizes with Del Winton on anymore?
We sound so ridiculously old.
But if it isn't, it bloody should
be. But
I tell you what I like most about it was the music. And Terry Hatch is honestly so, and I don't mean it.
She
in
was a good
of,
Lois Lane, I have to say.
Not in a saucy way. She was so game. She was so obviously up for this goofing around.
Lois Lane, cool. Lois Lane is ballsy and up for it and, like, you know, go get her. She was a great Lois Lane, I think.
Agreed.
Arguably better than Amy Adams, I would say.
100%. In fact, I would rather the 51-year-old, still beautiful, Terry Hatcher. Do a great job.
Get her in.
Get her in.
Get her in.
Get her in. You've got her number.
You're hearing? Yeah, it's
Amy Adams feels like she, every time she gets involved with one of these things, it's like, oh, I know this is a good idea. My agent says this is a good idea, but I don't want to do it.
She's the one. One of the things that lets them down for me, the new Superman. I think she's a good actress, but I don't think she's Lois Lane.
No. She's a bit like, that noise.
Like the one in the, what's her name, Margot Kidder in the original one, she was like proper sassy, ballsy. Yeah, I think Terry Hatcher had a bit of that in a different way.
I reckon we could put together a really good Superman, like, let's call, not call it a TV show, but a movie or whatever. But we would take Terry Hatcher from Lois and Clark.
Yeah.
We'd take Kevin Spacey.
Oh, this is great.
We'd take Kevin Spacey from Superman Returns.
This is good.
We'd take Reeve from the original movie.
You want Reeve as Superman?
Which Perry White do we prefer? I like the one. I like the one from the movies, but I like him, the Elvis.
Reeve's great, Elvis. Elvis one. We lost him, so we couldn't reprise his role. He's dead.
I haven't seen him in the new movie because we haven't seen much of him. But Lawrence Fishburne is a nice idea.
Yeah.
He's as good. Perry White, I like that idea. So because he's a Man of Steel, and I might take him for Man of Steel.
Can we Lawrence Fishburne face with the Adventures of Superman voice?
If Lawrence Fishburne can be
one of the Sam Hill,
if he can be convinced to be obsessed with Elvis, then we're away.
But if we do have to CGI him, can we use only CGI available from the mid-90s?
Oh yeah, so he's kind of like, he's like really a lower resolution than everyone else.
Like, you know who,
like VHS resolution?
Everyone has to have like 4x3 glasses they put on for all of his scenes.
I was thinking to myself,
there's black bars on either side.
What would I take from Smallville? And I take the reporter girl, the one that isn't Liana Lang. The blonde reporter girl is really quite fun.
She's always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yes, she plays that role. And she's good in that.
Yeah.
How you'd fit that into a movie, I don't know, because that's very like kind of school newspaper.
What's her name in it?
Can't remember. I'll look that up. But I'll look her up because she's great.
Yeah, she's John Williams' theme tune.
True. Probably this one, though.
This could be the exit music.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, we can have best of both.
This could be like they did in Amazing Superman. This is Superman's ringtone. Sorry, gotta get this. Hi, Mum.
Wink. Yeah.
And Jimmy Olsen. Which Jimmy Olsen do we like?
Well, there aren't that many Jimmy Olsens.
Can we have the Olsen twins instead?
Right.
Done.
Great idea.
In Dicky Bows.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Like that.
Sold.
Well, that was really easy.
That's all the characters. Isn't it?
Anyone watch that show?
Superman's Mum and Dad.
Alison Mack is Chloe Sullivan.
Mum and Dad are great.
We get Brando.
Is that who's?
Oh, yeah, no, that's his Krypton mum and dad. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll have them too.
Them two are good.
Tom Welling is the name of the Smallville Clark Kent. So, good for you, Tom. But it's Alison Mack who plays Chloe Sullivan.
Ali Mack. That's a good name.
She was born in Germany.
Guten Tag.
Very good, Ross.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Shen.
Thank you.
I went Dutch. I went Dutch.
That was a test.
Yeah.
Can you say The New Adventures of Superman in German?
Neue Adventuren of Superman.
Ah, that's good.
Avec.
Schloss. Good work.
Thank you.
So that's kind of like the dream, sort of the ultimate Superman, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was always a bit raunchy, wasn't it? Like the posters.
She's ripping
would
her,
be like...
ripping her chest. Yeah, because we pulled up the VHS, the Family Entertainment from Warner Brothers. But Lois is ripping Clark's shirt open.
To reveal...
his big S.
Super pecs.
Yeah.
When did he tell her? When did he reveal?
In the TV show,
season two. God,
and that's when they say, and that was the tagline was, it's a love triangle between Lois, Clark, and Superman.
He really had a lot of issues, didn't he? Like, in his head.
Mm.
Poor Superman. He's an alien for starters, but
he's a complicated man.
He's got stuff going on in his noggin. Need to imagine the therapy bills for Superman.
Oh,
tough stuff.
Parents abandon him.
I want to quickly pop to the lavatorium of
I think we're probably about time to wrap up, to be honest with you.
Well, you talk amongst yourselves whilst I do my business.
Are you going to finish? Is this you leaving us, Ali?
No, this isn't me leaving. I've got, I think I would like to hear more about what you... I won't be listening in, but maybe when I listen back...
Take the mic, leave the door open. We can have
I don't know if to leave.
No,
well,
how did you feel coming back and rewatching it now? This is the premise of the show.
Yeah.
We'll talk very slowly, though.
I did have a wonderful sense of nostalgia, and like, you know, when we talked about Big Break and the house party. Oh, it's like seeing an old friend again, isn't it?
Because
even though all these things are available on the
YouTube.
This
old friend, for you, you didn't like him very much.
But
you were like, he's an annoying neighbour.
I did commit every Saturday because, again, like that was all we had. So I did watch it.
Yeah.
It was more like I enjoyed watching it, mm-hmm. but when things would happen, I would go... Yeah, well, I wouldn't do it like that. That's not really part of the mythology.
You feel like...
that, I would say that would be like, I'd have like an internal monologue. I wouldn't ever say it out loud because it would be boring.
Wouldn't do that.
But I would have an internal monologue. And even I wouldn't really notice I was doing it. I'd go, well, he's not really...
And like, when you watched it, your friends, your family, they were like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I would probably discuss it, or I would probably bore them to death. My sister, I'd watch it with. My mum was probably knitting in the corner,
sure.
and probably just going, I'm not really into this. Waiting for Generation Game to come
She's
on.
She's one of the gens, yeah.
But I'd probably discuss this with our dad and our Sarah, probably. Yeah, when we
they
were
liked
it. I think they liked it. I think our Sarah.
Mindless entertainment. You were seeing the highbrow.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was not without its faults. And it could have been improved.
I think Superman's the one that no one's ever really got right, have they?
It's difficult to get it right, isn't it? There's so many problems with Superman because...
He's just a bit boring.
He's a bit... Well, yeah, he's a bit... And he hasn't really got many weaknesses.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really got, say, like the Rose Gallery. He hasn't really got loads of, like, villains who can sort of go at him and stuff. So he's a difficult and an invulnerable man.
In a world now where we're all obsessed with vulnerability.
Yeah,
yeah. With our issues.
Like, someone who's invincible is difficult to make... a bit of tension there.
He's like
Captain
America, really, a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Although he can be shot and killed, he can.
Well, yeah, he does.
But bullets bounce off this man in blue, don't it?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I did enjoy watching clips of it again, but there were things, and it was great to see the Perry White again,
about
Elvis and things. And I did like it seen, but I thought, my main problem is there's no difference between, that was the main problem. There's no difference between his Clark Kent and his Superman, so therefore I think people would realise he is Superman.
Do you think people fall for it?
Because the glasses aren't enough. That's what Chris Farood had, right? It was like
he would act like an awkward disposition.
Yeah.
You think that's enough to give it away?
Exactly. I think this... But I did enjoy watching it, and it was nice to see the 90s fashions. They all look like they're like having a coffee in Central Perk and Friends.
Yeah,
they all got like the blazer,
the hair,
and the jeans combo, and those wacky... And a denim shirt and a wacky tie.
It's cool.
And a little bit of a mullet left over from the 80s.
Lovely, like, thick head of hair Dean Cain has, isn't he?
He's lovely, thick
Luscious.
Hair.
Luscious.
Straight from Krypton. it's invulnerable.
Well, no.
What did you enjoy watching it?
I enjoyed it, probably for similar reasons. Just like, I remember, because I guess it's about a superhero, so you're like, oh, that's good, isn't it? Superheroes on Saturday night. So it's like kind of like a bit cooler, rather than when you think about like Generation Game, Big Break.
Yeah, it's very different, isn't
it? So you watch a bit of snooker.
Yeah, and it's not got members of the public in it.
There's nobody with, like, yeah, you know, there's really bad mullets on the telly, and then Dean Cain's, and that's all right.
Yeah.
And it looks a bit glamorous at the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching these special effects. I thought to myself, at the time when you were watching it, even though you knew no better... Did special effects look really shit?
I thought they looked all right, to be honest.
I thought they looked all right when
I thought
was
they
younger.
Looked all right. And when I look back at it, like, see, that explosion in the slide sequence, when he comes out of it's the exploding barn.
I guess you
barn,
just don't know any better.
Right. I think they were...
So
I think
time...
You know what? For TV, it was all right.
Yeah.
If that was in the movies, no, that's not great. But I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. I'm thinking, I'm lying on my front in my pyjamas, head in my hands... staring up at the TV, and I was like, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah,
I did
right.
think that they were a little few too many times they were in a chemical plant, would normally have it end up, or they'd be like policemen walking through an office going, ugh, Superman, what a menace.
Yeah.
You know?
Menace.
Yeah, yeah.
But what would you guys give out of 1,990?
Points.
Points.
Super points.
How many
super
points?
Giving it a thoroughly enthusiastic 1,673.
Wow.
High.
Are you going to put this in Catch Corner?
Come on, this did the job. This did the job well.
I'm going to go... I'd probably give it 2.5 stars out of 5.
No.
So in numerical terms, well, maybe let's go for 3 because we're all here to have
3
fun.
Stars.
Let's go
sure.
for 3. Let's go for 3. So I'm going to go for the 3/4 of that sum, which I can't work out right now.
So say
in
2000.
My
so it's like 17.
I'm
going to
go
16, 15.
Yeah, 1500.
Dead on.
No, I'm going to go for 1400 because I
okay, fine.
I thought the S was too big.
I saw somebody said it was a little too similar to the Joker's
it's
S.
So big. The S is so big on his.
It's super
outfit.
Big.
Soup. That's good.
Did
so
you
yeah,
see it.
1400.
Well, you wouldn't notice him otherwise.
I give it the same as you, like 1670.
Great. I honestly thought
we should post these scores to Dean.
We should, yeah.
We should. Dean, we like
you. Know
it.
What? I just want to post something to Dean saying, I think you're great.
Dean, you're great in Superman.
Oh, I think he's a lovely actor.
Sorry you haven't been able to get any decent work since, but I hope you're paying the bills.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he makes a killing at conventions at Comic Con.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
He's keen.
So that's why he doesn't care about what he's getting for, like, Super Pooch 3 or whatever
exactly.
it is, or Festive, a Kitten for Christmas.
What's in free. My Pooch 3?
Yeah. He doesn't care because he's making a killing at Comic Cons, signing capes and things.
Other things are available to sign.
Yeah. With,
Were you got Sharpie on there?
Yeah, Sharpies.
Well, that's it then, isn't
Thanks
it?
For listening, guys.
Thanks ever
Thank
so much.
You. Welcome to 2016.
Oh, yeah, that's
2016.
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Is anybody,
year to
anybody
you.
Still saying New Year
well,
to
I think
you?
Well, you can, I don't think you can do it in July, but you can still do
July,
it in January.
It's too late,
it's too late in July.
Too late, huh?
Okay. I reckon in 2017 it might be too late as well.
That's
yeah.
too late. But now, that's okay.
Now's okay.
It depends when people are listening.
Sure.
If people are listening to this in 2015,
well, this is evergreen. Sorry. This will last forever.
I think so.
Absolutely, it's not going to
evergreen
like
Desert
Connor.
Like Desert Connor, Lois and Clark, the New Adventures of Superman, and 99's problems.
Desert Connor would have been good in the new Superman remake.
He'd be a good Lex Luthor.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's another hour. Right,
just
talk about that
just
for
Lex
hour.
You just peel his skin, his orange skin.
Oh, brilliant! It's a disguise.
Well, stay with you, bitches. Thank
Stay
you
for, witchy, bitches.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much for asking back.
Thank
me
you,
back.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. You were very good.
Goodbye.
Bye,
Tata. Bye, my lovelies.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.